Don and Carol Lawson live in California, the United States of America. We're very proud to be with them here tonight. Let's give a big hand to Dr. Don Lawson.
I'm happy to be here as well. How many of you would rather be here tonight than to be in the best hospital in town? All right. Stay out of the hospital. It's the sickest place you can go. We want to help you with your life's health, and we feel that if you will comply with the program that we're going to share, you can add years to your life. Well, we're offering you a chance to get into such good nutrition value that you can literally add years to your life and quality health in those years. And so if you listen real close, this could be the most valuable meeting you've ever attended in your whole life. We're going to share, of course, about the difference between products that are out there. This is a biased program. How many of you know GNLD is number one? And we're going to support that by sharing how we are best of science and how we are best of nature. We know we're best of science because we have the documentation going behind us. We are one of the only companies in the world that our products have made the New England Journal of Health, the American Journal of Health magazine publications. We're the only ones that have several patents on product lines. We have contributed more to the industry of nutrition than any other nutrition company has. Now, the main thing I want to gather our thoughts on tonight are the herbal alternatives, which are not food. Herbs are not vitamins, minerals, proteins, fatty acids. Herbs are created for the healing of mankind. The Bible even states the purpose of herbs is created for the healing of mankind. That's in the book of Genesis. You get over to the book of Leviticus and you find the chapter on food, foods that are good for you, foods that are not good for you, foods that are clean, foods that are not clean. And in the chapter on foods, herbs are not mentioned. Over in the chapter on herbs and healing, foods are not mentioned. They're two separate categories. The ester essences, the ester oils that perform the active factor, the molecules of power within herbs, do not go into the liver and get converted to energy. They do not go into the process of building blocks for cells. The herbs' ester essences control environments. They balance environments. They tonify systems. They control systems' environment by being antiseptic, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antiparasitic, and they are purgative, stimulating, and cleansing, and detoxifying, and they perform all these exciting functions as function controls, but they are not food. And so we want to get into the benefit of herbs, which are wonderful benefits, and the value they should be for you in your business as well as in your health. In a worldwide survey of the industry of dietary supplements, herbs represent 28% of the marketplace. Well, that's not the percentage of sales in herbs for South Africa in GNLD. So we need to get the awareness of what we have here open so that you can get moving into this whole other exciting area of adventures and of sense of wellness. The herbals, especially the one called Optimal Life Formula, is an adaptogen formula. Adaptogen formulas are what fight against the feeling or symptoms of weakness, frailty, and they add you to the feeling of wellness and strength and power and the feeling that everything is all right. And that's what you want to have, is this feeling that everything is all right. So we're dealing with an adaptogen concept. We're going to get into a few of the herbs in particular, but before we get into them in particular, let's go ahead and set a foundation for where we are in the world's marketplace for doing things correct, doing things the way you should have herbals supplied to you. There's two ways that you approach this subject. One is according to traditional Oriental medicine, which the traditional Oriental medicine, the one book written by a Chinese emperor 5,000 years ago, has over 8,000 remedies and prescriptions for actions of herbs. And we've been working with Chinese specialists in traditional Oriental medicine, PhDs, for years and built several formulas based off of the proofs that they actually do the work, that they actually do the stimulating, that they actually perform the adaptogen activity. So we're working on the most ancient of wisdom in herbology, but we are also working in the modern technology. And modern technology is now dealing with a testing program that is called chromatography. If you haven't heard of chromatography before. Chromatography is able to identify individual molecules. They get new plants or leaves out of the Amazon River in Brazil, and they're able to discover new medicines because the chromatography can identify the active molecule. Now, we are one step above all traditional Oriental medicine formulas because we have done something in technology that the Asians have not done. The Asians have had to have a belief system in herbs because they knew they worked, but they didn't know how. They just knew they did, but they didn't know how. We, through chromatography, most of the work in Germany and England, we have actually taken the herbs, broken the ester essences down with chromatography, identified the active molecule, and we now know what is the name of the molecule that's the power that does the work within your system and causes the action that's supposed to be caused. And now we have control of the vocabulary and of the ingredient. We know what the molecule structure is, and now we're able to identify that molecule in each batch that we make. And we are now able to guarantee full potency in every batch we make of the molecule that is the active factor. And now we can tell the Asians that have been the leaders for years and years and years what it is in the herbs that have been doing the work all along. And it's our technology that's making this breakthrough. So we have the best of science and the best of ancient wisdom in the herbs. But let's go ahead and share a little bit of what we have done that makes us the best herbal formula in the world today. There are several herbal companies on the marketplace today that actually sell more in dollar volume than we do. But they do not do it correctly. Now let's get a clear understanding here of correctness in the marketplace so you can feel power in your presentation and not ever take second place to anyone, because we are first place. In traditional Oriental medicine, the way that you do a correct formula is called decoction. Have you heard the term decoction? Decoction is something you need to get in your mind real clear, because this is a key factor. The only way to make a proper herbal formula is through decoction. As Carol and I travel the entire world every year, and it's kind of fun, you know. We finally got rid of those kids. So they're successful. My son's a successful attorney off there, and the family, the kids are gone. We actually, when we go home, we go round up the grandkids and bring them home. They stay with us for as long as we can get them. We like our grandkids far better than our own kids.